You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities.
Hi everyone, I'm Kirsty Wallett, co-founder of the Small Nonprofits Alliance. In this episode of Short Stuff, we're tackling the task of getting good PR for nonprofits. I know that seeing your small nonprofit on the news is a goal of many of you out there. At the Small Nonprofits Alliance, when working with small organisations, we hear this a lot. Unfortunately, the reality is it's a lot easier said than done. Getting positive media coverage for your cause is harder than ever, with so many brands, both business and nonprofits, competing for the good PR out there, and news organisations and the changing nature of the news landscape, it can seem like a mammoth task that most nonprofits don't have the resources or inclination for. But I see so many small charities with amazing stories to tell. I started my career as a journalist, so in this episode, I'm sharing some tips to help you secure positive media coverage for your nonprofit. With the right knowledge of news, getting positive media coverage for your organisation is something I believe every small nonprofit can achieve. So here are my five fundamentals for securing media coverage for nonprofits. The first and most important one is that you need a compelling story. Unfortunately, no matter how worthy your cause is, the launch of your latest fundraising campaign or event isn't enough to gain media coverage on its own. You need newsworthiness. I'm going to give you a little bit of journalism theory here just to explain what I mean. There are generally seven values of newsworthiness, the elements that make something worthy of news coverage: impact, how many people it affects; timeliness, recent or upcoming events or exclusives or scoops; prominence or celebrity; proximity, local stories for local news coverage; bizarreness, think dogs that can talk stories; conflict, war, protests, community conflict; currency, stories or themes that are currently gaining regular news coverage. Current examples of this in Australia would include news stories of men's violence against women, anything relating to the COVID-19 pandemic, Black Lives Matter, Harry and Meghan leaving the royal family. As a nonprofit aiming to promote your cause, you'll sometimes need more than one element of these newsworthiness values to gain interest in your story. Number two is how you approach the journalist or organisation. A personal approach works well. It's important to try to approach an individual journalist with your pitch if you can get your hands on their email address. Because your story will often be a good news one, it may lack newsworthiness in terms of conflict or currency. So you'll need to pitch in your story with a strong news angle, not just send a media release. Perhaps you can offer the journalist an exclusive or a scoop on your story, where you don't share the details with any other news organisations until their story is published or aired. Perhaps your story timeliness is because it's World Cancer Day and your charity supports cancer sufferers and you're releasing new research on cancer treatment. Or perhaps you have a high-profile public figure or celebrity sharing their personal story of living with a chronic illness that your organisation creates awareness about. Fundamental number three is do your research. Find a particular journalist that might do what we call a round or a topic or area of interest that aligns with your story angle. Or look at the types of stories that a particular publication or network has run in the past. For nonprofits, this might be finding a reporter or newspaper or network that has a local community stories focus. Depending on your pitch or story angle, your newsworthiness might be strong enough to make a general news story, and approaching several print, TV or radio newsrooms directly via email may work. Which leads me to my fundamental number four: always email and never call to pitch a story. It seems like a simple one, but it's really important. Most journalists are so busy working to deadline, phone calls are more annoying than helpful, and it's not a great way to start a pitch. Start with an email approach. They will call you to discuss it if they're interested at a time that works for them. And fundamental number five is timing. Approach the journalist or organisation at the right time. If news is saturated with a huge event, like a natural disaster, for example, or at the height of the COVID-19 outbreak, the news can be what we call saturated, and smaller stories will fall to the wayside, Unfortunately, this usually includes stories pitched by nonprofit. So even though it can be hard to predict, try to pitch to the journalist at a time when there isn't too much major news happening. And one final note, a little warning. You can do everything right with your story pitch for your organisation, and sometimes the timing might not be quite right or it doesn't fit the particular organisation or journalist's agenda. Be wary of PR agencies that promise you coverage. Media coverage is getting harder to come by with the shrinking traditional media landscape. It is possible, but it's hard work. That hard work, however, will pay off in spades when the world knows about the incredible story of your organisation. And these five fundamentals will make getting that news coverage just that little bit easier. Good luck.